Ex-Wife in Need, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in association with Saga. Home Alone by Alma W. Erstfold. I walk home in the rain, smiling. I've just left my daughter and her father, and I'm looking forward to spending a fantastic evening, alone. I stop by the petrol station and buy a copy of Cupido. When I pay, the bloke behind the counter looks slightly shocked before asking if I want anything else. With my most innocent smile, I shake my head before saying, "Oh, I forgot to get bananas. Do you have any?" Bursting with laughter, I leave the petrol station with two bananas and a copy of Cupido in a bag. His eyes are fixed on my neck. I get home. I gobble up a banana and put Cupido on the bed. I snuggle down amongst the duvets and start reading the magazine. I find a picture of a gorgeous black guy who is smiling from ear to ear. Lovely. Then I flick through until I get to the short stories. I'm so excited. As the characters in the stories come alive, I start to feel restless and horny. I go get a kitchen chair and place it in front of the big mirror, which shows every bit of me. I don't look so bad, I reckon, smiling at my reflection. Then I fetch a pillow and the magazine. I stand behind the back of the chair so I can see myself in the mirror, open the magazine and put it on the seat. I find the bit I was going to start reading. I put the pillow on the top of the back of the chair and begin to read. Again, the characters in the story come alive, exciting me as if I can really see, hear, and smell them. I grab hold of the back of the chair and lean against the pillow. I put all my weight on my little warm Venus mound, rubbing it against the pillow while the words of the story fill my head. My feet leave the ground. Lovely. The page ends. Shit. I don't want to put my feet down and let go of the chair to turn the page over, so I give up on the story and fantasize about my ex-boyfriend instead, which is much more successful. I can picture him as he takes me from behind. I can see his long hair, those green eyes, and his naked body. I close my eyes and then open them again to see my flushed face glazing over. Not long now. Shit. There's a ring at the door. I hide the magazine in the chest of drawers, straighten my hair, and rush to the hallway to open it. Fuck. It's my ex. Morton, I croak, shocked but trying to be polite. Yes? I add, annoyed at myself for my verbal incompetence. Morton's on my screaming red sofa drinking tea. We're flirting. His hair is longer than before. It's like a honey golden waterfall perfectly framing his unique face. God, he's gorgeous. But he's grown a beard. I hate beards. The inside of my thighs are ticklish. I wonder why he's turned up now. What the hell? I grab his hand and lead him to the bedroom. I push him firmly down on the chair in front of the mirror and say, "Sit." I leave the room without looking at him.